the Financial Sense Midweek Edition with Jim Poplava. Delving in-depth with authors and experts into the key economic issues.
Well, it's no secret. Medicare and Social Security are looking at the largest influx of participants in a generation. Each day, 10,000 baby boomers will be retiring and entering the system. Part of that system will be Social Security, but also Medicare. Joining me on the program today is Diane Gasworth. She's a specialist with United Healthcare on Medicare plans. Diane, let's talk about Medicare. I think people are sometimes confused because there's so many parts to it. There's Part A, there's Part B, there's Part C, which deals with Medicare Advantage. And now, as a result of the 2003 bill, there's Part D on prescription drugs. Let's go over some of the basics and what are all these plans?
Well, first, let me start out by saying that Medicare is a health insurance program offered by the federal government to people who are age 65 years and older, who are U.S. citizens, or have been a permanent resident for more than five consecutive years. U.S. citizens and those who meet permanent resident requirements may also be eligible for Medicare before age 65 if they have a disability or have a special situation, such as if they have end-stage renal disease or kidney failure. And yes, Medicare has four parts to it, parts A, B, C, and D. Original Medicare includes parts A and B. Part A coverage is for inpatient care in hospitals and skilled nursing facilities. It can also include hospice care and some home health care, whereas Part B provides coverage of the cost of doctor visits, outpatient hospital services, some home health services, and durable medical equipment. And it also now covers some preventive health care as well. Now we go to Part C, which is known as Medicare Advantage, and Part C actually combines Parts A and B of Medicare into one plan that often includes Part D, which is known as prescription drug coverage. So again, that is Part C, but Part D just is coverage for prescription drugs. Now, in addition to those four parts of Medicare, there is also what's known as Medicare supplement plans. And these plans help cover some of the cost of what Medicare Parts A and B don't pay, such as portions of coinsurance, copayments, and deductibles. So that's really kind of a synopsis of the different parts of Medicare.
You know, Diane, I was reading, on average, it seems like Medicare covers about roughly 62% of medical expenses and 38% is covered by the participants. I want to get into that and what that means. But I understand Medicare's open enrollment period begins this month. Can you tell us what the Medicare open enrollment period is, why this time period is so important for baby boomers and older Americans?
Absolutely. Well, the Medicare open enrollment period began October 15th, and it will end on December 7th. It's the period of time which is very, very important for most Medicare beneficiaries because it's their one opportunity all year to make changes for their health coverage in the upcoming year. Now, that does not apply to individuals who may qualify to change based on a qualifying situation or condition. However, for the majority of Medicare beneficiaries, this is the time to reevaluate coverage. So we advise that people take the opportunity to review what they currently have in the way of their Medicare plan and assess if it's still meeting their needs. They should also explore other plans that are available in their area to determine if it makes sense to make a change to their existing coverage.
Let's talk about something that has been added. Originally, Medicare started out with Part A and Part B. Over the years, we added Part C and Part D. Let's talk about Part C, which is Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare supplement plans. Can you explain the difference between the two?
Sure. Part C, which again is also known as Medicare Advantage, combines parts A and B of Medicare into one single plan. Medicare Advantage plans are offered by private health insurance companies such as United Healthcare. Many people like the convenience of a Medicare Advantage plan because it can combine all of their coverage into one plan, so they just have to carry one card in their wallet, and they only have one company to work with. More than 17 million people, in fact, are enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans today, and that's almost one in three Medicare beneficiaries nationwide. So, in addition to the four parts of Medicare, there are also Medicare supplement insurance plans, which are also sometimes referred to as Medigap plans. Now, these plans help cover some of the costs or gaps that Medicare Parts A and B don't pay, such as coinsurance, copayments, and deductible amounts.
What are some of the benefits of, let's say, a Medicare Advantage plan versus traditional, let's say, Medicare Parts A and B?
Medicare Advantage plans often provide additional benefits and services that go above and beyond what original Medicare covers. These include things like routine vision, hearing, dental care, even gym memberships, and some disease management programs, as well as access to healthcare professionals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through, for example, a NurseLine program. Some Medicare Advantage plans have a network of physicians and hospitals that members must use. The network structure allows the plan to coordinate the care they receive. So this is important because receiving care within a network can help improve a Medicare beneficiary's health and avoid unnecessary or even duplicative services, which can save the member and the Medicare program money. Now, also, Medicare Advantage plans generally have lower monthly premiums as compared to Medicare supplement plans. So cost is a factor, too, in the differences between both types of coverage. Some Medicare Advantage plans are available for a zero monthly plan premium beyond what is paid out for the Part B Medicare premium. Many people find Medicare Advantage to be an attractive option because it offers the simplicity of wrapping all of their Medicare coverage into one plan from one insurance company, and members only have one monthly premium to pay if they have a premium at all. And the other nice thing is that there's one card convenience when receiving services. In addition to that, most Medicare Advantage plans include prescription drug coverage, which Medicare supplement plans don't.
You know, it seems like when you look at these different programs, the process of choosing a Medicare plan seems like it could be pretty complicated. What's your one best piece of advice to help make this process a little easier for seniors, and especially now when you have enrollment deadlines that could affect cost? And let's face it, a lot of individuals aren't really familiar with Medicare and all that it entails, or the various programs and what they mean, as well as hopefully we'll get into the Medigap policies that follow.
Yes, it can be a very confusing process. That is true. But when I help my parents select their Medicare coverage each year, the things that I consider and the best advice I can give to them to make the process easier is to start by asking themselves a few key questions to help them narrow down their choices. For example, number one, I'd ask them, is your current coverage still meeting your needs? And will your needs or your benefits change in the upcoming year? If someone is enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, they should have received a document called the Annual Notice of Change. It's really, really important that they take a look at that document so that they're not surprised by any changes to their plan and that they really understand what the coverage is that they have. If the plan that someone is considering has a network, are you comfortable with the doctors and hospitals that are included in that network? Because there's an element of choice there, and that's very, very important in satisfaction with a plan. The other thing to consider is the plan a good fit for your budget? It's important to pay attention to more than just the monthly premium. Be sure to understand other out-of-pocket costs, including the deductible, co-pays, and co-insurance that need to be paid when care is received. Another thing to consider is, are you looking for a Medicare plan that can help meet your health goals? Many older adults are surprised to learn that their Medicare plan offers benefits, programs, and resources that can support them in their efforts to improve their health and well-being. If these types of wellness benefits sound appealing to you, consider checking out the Medicare Advantage plans available in your area, because you want a health plan that is a good partner to help you live a productive, happy, and healthy life. Something else to consider is, would you be able to save money or improve your health by finding a plan that provides coverage of additional benefits, such as I mentioned before, those that go beyond what original Medicare covers, such as routine dental, vision, or even hearing aids. Original Medicare doesn't typically cover these types of benefits, but many Medicare Advantage plans do. For prescription drug plans, it's important to consider, are your medications on the formulary, which is also known as an approved drug list, and will the plan's network of pharmacies make it easy and convenient for you to access your drugs? Is there a pharmacy in your neighborhood, or is a mail order program offered, which allows the convenience and low cost way of receiving drugs? Also important to know that plan formularies can change year to year. So even if your drugs are covered this year, it's important to review the materials you receive from your plan to make sure the drugs will still be covered next year.
You know, when you talk about this, we talked about several programs here, A, B, C, and D. In your experience, what do most seniors find most confusing about Medicare? Because, I mean, most people aren't familiar. They just know that, for example, if maybe they've left the workforce at age 65, Medicare is going to contact them. They're going to send them a card. But what the heck do they do with it? I mean, what is the real tough part when looking at Medicare? What really confuses people?
It can be very confusing, and especially during this time of year, when they are receiving a lot of literature in the mail regarding different companies, it's very understandable that seniors have a lot of questions, but they also need to know that they have a lot of options for their health coverage. And that in and of itself can be overwhelming, but there are positive aspects to that choice. And the first thing I would mention is that Medicare is not a one-size-fits-all plan. The various plan options that are available give people an opportunity to choose a plan that suits their unique needs. And asking yourselves questions like, what's important to you in a health plan, is really important to make sure that you find the right fit during the open enrollment period or when you first become eligible. Many people also find that the additional benefits available with Medicare Advantage plans align well with their lifestyle and health goals. And again, some of those types of things include routine care that Medicare does not cover, such as vision, hearing, not just the exams, but hearing aids, dental care, gym memberships, disease management programs, and access to healthcare professionals such as nurses 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
What do baby boomers and seniors need to know about these state health exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act?
Medicare plans are not currently sold on the state exchanges. So when you hear discussion of exchanges and you're on Medicare, that discussion doesn't apply to you.
And has Medicare been affected by a lot of these health reform or, let's say, the Affordable Care Act? What changes have been brought about as a result of that legislation?
Well, one of the main goals of health reform is to improve people's health. So as a result, Medicare beneficiaries may have noticed that Medicare and private Medicare Advantage plans are offering more resources and support to help them live a healthy lifestyle and enhance their overall well-being. For example, things like preventive care benefits and screenings at no extra cost are available to them now. And we also see the gradual closing of the Part D coverage gap. So as time goes on, Medicare beneficiaries will pay less in that so-called donut hole. Those are some of the things we're seeing as a result of the healthcare reform.
You know, obviously seniors are facing some pretty important decisions about their health care coverage in the weeks ahead. What are some of the resources they should be aware of if they're looking for help to support as they make their decisions?
Well, we encourage all Medicare beneficiaries to take advantage of this annual opportunity to make sure that they're enrolled in a Medicare plan that will meet their health and financial needs for the year ahead. There are a number of resources to make this process easier and help beneficiaries feel confident about their enrollment decisions. If people would like more information about United Healthcare plans, they can visit UHCMedicarePlans.com or call 1-800-UHC-6509. There are a couple of other resources to mention as well. Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE is also a good source of information. Community support, don't discount the value of friends and family members, and our local health insurance counseling and advocacy program here in San Diego, known as HICAP. And even physicians and pharmacists and other healthcare professionals can also be a good source of information.
Diane, I want to talk about something that has garnered a lot of news lately, and that's this so-called 52% increase in Medicare Part B premiums that could go into effect January 1st, and just sort of explain to our listeners, why would it affect certain seniors and not other seniors? In other words, this is only going to apply to roughly about 30% of new Medicare enrollees. Can you explain that?
Sure. Well, what's most important for Medicare beneficiaries to know is that the federal government is exploring options to avoid that Part B premium increase. So stay tuned for updates in the coming days and weeks. In 2016, people who received Social Security benefits won't see a cost of living increase in their monthly Social Security payment. The good news is that for most Medicare beneficiaries, means that they won't see any increase in their Part B premium. Remember that Part B coverage focuses on things like doctor visits and outpatient care. For about 70% of beneficiaries, that premium will stay the same in 2016 at $104.90. But for about 30% of Medicare beneficiaries, their Part B premium could go up in 2016.
So if it could go up, let's say, according to the Wall Street Journal, at least at this point, there has been no fix. But Diane, I can't imagine next year being an election year, if you're, let's say, a voting senior turning 65 and you see your premiums go up 52%, you know, that might be reflected in the polling booth. From the information that you get, are you getting any feedback that they're working diligently on this to avoid this?
Well, that is the sense. And I can't say whether the Part B premium increase will go into effect. But what I can tell you is that United Healthcare remains dedicated to providing affordable, high quality, comprehensive Medicare plans for our members.
So in the meantime, you know, you really need to do your homework. And I guess one of the most important things, and maybe we ought to cover this, there's an enrollment period that starts this month. And my understanding, when you turn 65, 3 months prior to turning age 65, the month you are 65, your birthday month, and 3 months after, basically you have a 7 month period of time to enroll to Medicare, assuming that you're retired or not working on a corporate plan. If you don't do it during that period of time and enroll later because you just simply forgot, there's penalties in terms of higher costs. Could we address that for a moment?
Sure. Yes, there is. So if that window is missed, and that's why it's very, very important for people to have access to knowledgeable resources, trustworthy agents that really understand the dynamics of Medicare to be able to be advised correctly. If individuals meet their initial election period, then they can obviously enroll within that 7 month window, like you said. If they miss that and they have no other qualifying condition that would allow them to enroll during the special election period, then they can wait for the general enrollment period, which occurs between January and March, and then they would be effective on a plan July 1st. But there are different criteria that would enable individuals to be enrolled throughout the year, such as losing their employer group coverage, or perhaps making a move, relocating to a different area. And all of these types of scenarios allow for a grace period of about 63 days that allow individuals to pick up coverage either in a new area or pick up coverage separate from their former previous employer.
Diane, as we close, could you give out those websites once again where our listeners can get information that can help aid them in, let's say, making that decision?
Absolutely. So you can contact United Healthcare by going to UHCMedicarePlans.com or calling us at 1-800-UHC-6509. You can also go to Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE, or they can also visit the local HICAP office, which again is the Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program, where they can meet with qualified individuals to help them navigate their Medicare choices.
Well, listen, Diane, I want to thank you for joining us on Lifetime Income. This is a very important subject. As I mentioned, 10,000 baby boomers retiring every single day. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Been my pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
You know, over the last probably month or so, we've covered a number of issues here on Lifetime Income. We've gone in-depth in covering Social Security, how to maximize your benefits, and we've also covered Medicare recently. And it's really important that you look at both and understand what your options are. My goodness, there's almost 10 to 15 different Medigap insurance plans you can look at. We covered that in depth in previous programs. But also, if you understand your Social Security benefits, remember, it's tied to Medicare. When you get on Social Security, you automatically get enrolled in Medicare unless you're opting out. For example, maybe you're still working and covered by an employer plan. But when that happens, they take your Medicare premiums out of your Social Security. So it's very important that you learn to maximize your Social Security benefits and spend a lot of time basically studying your options so that you can get the best benefit. As we've covered on the program, some of those benefits can add up to literally hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime. So do yourself a favor. Take time and plan. I'm Jim Poplava. Thanks for joining us here on Lifetime Income. Until you and I talk again, we hope you have a pleasant week.
You can subscribe to Financial Sense NewsHour in the iTunes and BlackBerry podcast libraries or at feeds.feedburner.com/FSN. Find more information about our guests at www.financialsense.com/newshour. Friend us at www.facebook.com/financialsenseonline. For our on-the-go listeners, you can access Financial Sense on your mobile device at m.financialsense.com. The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of James Poplava and do not take into account listeners' suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies profiled on or advertising with Financial Sense, or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.